relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Where do you get your news from? Do you watch television? My wife's traveling. She's away, so it's just me and the dogs at home. And I switched on the television. We don't watch television. I sat in front of this thing with hundreds of channels. I swear to you, it turns your little gray cells into liquid, okay? It is not good for your brain. Forget just the content, the asinine content on so many channels. Sorry, this is America First, I'm Sebastian Gorka. The ad breaks. The ad breaks alone can send you to the loony bin. Do you realize, if you watch old shows from, you know, the 70s or 80s, do you realize there were only, I think I worked it out once, 8 minutes of ads? 8 minutes of ads back then. Then the advertisers, the big, big ad companies, the corporations lobbied until an hour of television today is 41 minutes. 41 and a half minutes. And the rest is stupid Geico ads. I'm sorry. It's just, I've had it with the Geico ads, the Liberty Mutuals, and the everything else. Okay. Let's get to the point. Where'd you get your information? Some of you, a lot of you, certain demographic, still get it from cable news. The younger you are, you may be relying upon social media. Twitter, Facebook, massively influential providers of information. Me, I like radio. I love radio, have done all my life, and I'm truly blessed to be where I am today on the other side of the speaker and the microphone. But if you watch television, if you like Newsmax, if you still watch Fox for some reason, if you watch OAN, they've declared war. They declared war on those who think that these are important providers of information. I have in front of me a copy of a letter that is signed by Democrat politicians, Anna Eshoo of California's 18th District, and Jerry McNerney, California 9. The text of which is the same, but they sent it to a dozen different companies, including Verizon, AT&T, Comcast, Dish, and even Apple because of Apple TV. And it is shocking. This document, if you ever doubted what the intentions of the Democrats are, well, listen to this. This is to the CEO of AT&T, one of the biggest carriers, Mr. John T. Stanky. Dear Mr. Stanky, our country's public discourse is plagued by misinformation, disinformation, conspiracy theories, and lies. That much we can agree upon, but they continue. These phenomena undergird the radicalization of seditious individuals who committed acts of insurrection on January the 6th, and it contributes to a growing distrust of public health measures necessary to crush the pandemic. We are concerned about the role AT&T plays in disseminating misinformation to millions of its U-verse, DirecTV, and AT&T TV subscribers, and we write to you today to request additional information about what actions AT&T is taking to address these issues. Remember, this is to every big company, just not AT&T, Verizon, Comcast, and the rest. They go on to write and demand. Nearly half of Americans get their news primarily from television. However, not all TV news sources are the same. Yeah. Some purported news outlets have long been misinformation rumor mills and conspiracy theory hotbeds and produce content that leads to real harm. Misinformation on TV has led to our current polluted information environment and radicalizes individuals to commit seditious acts and rejects public health best practices, among other issues in our public discourse. Yet, to our knowledge, the cable, satellite, and over-the-top companies that disseminate these media outlets to American viewers have done nothing in response to the misinformation aired by outlets such as Newsmax, One American News Network, and Fox News. And here comes the demands. Not one left-wing cable show is cited. Seven congressional demands. Number one. What moral or ethical principles do you apply to deciding which channels to carry or when to take adverse actions against the channel? Do you require, through contracts or otherwise, that the channels you carry abide by any content guidelines? How many of your subscribers tuned into Fox News, Newsmax, and OAN on your platforms for each of the 4 weeks preceding November the 3rd's elections and the January 6th attacks on the Capitol? Please specify the number of subscribers that tuned into the channel. What are they going to ask next? The names of the subscribers? The addresses of the subscribers? What steps did you take prior to, on, and following the November 3rd elections and January 6th attacks to monitor, respond to, and reduce the spread of disinformation, including encouragement or incitement of violence by channels your... What incitement to violence? One example of an incitement to violence by Fox, Newsmax, or OAN would be interesting if they cited it, but of course they can't. And here's the last demand. This is the most chilling of all. On congressional letterheaded paper, right here, if you're watching, from the Congress of the United States, demand number 7. Are you planning to continue carrying Fox News, Newsmax, and OANN on U-verse,
DirecTV, and AT&T TV, both now and beyond any contract renewal date? If so, why? How about because this is America and you can go to hell? Now, we don't want to lower ourselves to the level of the Democrat politicians who demanded this of every cable company in America. But I wonder, how many Republicans wrote letters to CNN, to the providers that pump MSNBC or ABC into our homes, asking them, do you intend to renew your contracts with channels that promoted the Russia hoax? Are you willing to give us the numbers of people who watch those shows? Maybe the names, maybe the addresses? This is getting out of hand, and somebody has to step up, tell the truth, and stop them. Where is the GOP? I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
I'm jelly. What would they call it? Fear of missing out. FOMO, right? I go to CPAC every year because it's here in the swamp. We have a lot of fun. It's where I gave my cheeseburger speech. It's the biggest conservative convocation of the year in America. And I'm not going this year. Because they've moved it. I don't blame them. I don't blame them at all. Oh, my gosh. Matt Schlapp has taken it to a free state, to Florida. And guess who's on the ground? It is none other than Washington political editor. He's left the swamp, and he's right there. Matt Boyle, are you at, what did you call it in the break? What are you calling this year's CPAC?
I call it CPAC Sunshine Edition. Sunshine Edition. It's sunny. It's 75. I'm outside right now. No jacket. It's very nice outside. Very fantastic weather here in Orlando, Florida. And not to mention the fact that there's actual sanity with regard to the handling of the coronavirus, scientific sanity.
So you're not walking around in the level 4 hazmat suits?
No level 4 hazmat suits. Everybody's wearing masks inside. That's required. That is true. There's social distancing reasonably. But everything's open. At 100% capacity, the event is sold out. I'm going to speaking of Matt Schlapp, I'm about to meet with him here in just a few minutes. Right after I get off the phone with you, we're going to go do a big interview with him, previewing the big event. It kind of really starts tomorrow. There's some stuff going on today, a little bit of stuff here and there. I've seen a few congressmen around and whatnot, but the real festivities kick off tomorrow, and then the big event is, of course, on Sunday afternoon when we hear from President Trump.
Now, I hear, because I'm getting people desperately DMing me, can you help me get tickets? I hear they've sold out. It may not be in D.C., but does it look, or have you heard, has CPAC, the Sunshine Edition, sold out, Matt?
I believe it has sold out, so I am not sure for certain on that. I'm going to talk to Matt about the level of interest here in just a little bit. But I think if you go to the website and you try to buy a ticket, it's sold out. And I don't think they're letting any more media in either. So there's so much media coming. There's so many major political stars coming. And I think that it goes to show you that the vast majority of people out there are hungering for answers on what is next in the Trump movement, the conservative movement, the Republican Party in the United States of America after what happened in 2020. Where do we go from here? They want to know. And not to mention the fact that this is just a fantastic state. And the way that Governor DeSantis has handled the coronavirus pandemic, following the science, but being sane about it at the same time, and not driven by emotion, but driven by science and answers, is just really amazing. And again, the Democrat governors who didn't follow the science, like Andrew Cuomo and Gavin Newsom, are in major trouble right now, whereas the Republican governors did, despite the media just nonstop, incessantly, viciously attacking them, have emerged winners from this whole thing. And we have a Democrat president in the White House right now, Joe Biden, who is trying to keep the fear alive. But the vast majority of the American public is ready to reopen our schools, reopen our economy, get back to work, and stop the nonsense.
We're talking to Washington political editor of the most influential conservative website on the planet, Breitbart.com, Matt Boyle. Matt, we'll talk about the big event on Sunday. What are some of the highlights you're looking forward to? I think there's going to be at least one former cabinet member. I know Mike Pompeo is going to address CPAC. What else should people be paying attention to?
In addition to Mike Pompeo, we're going to hear from Ben Carson, too. So that's two Trump cabinet members. And I think there might be some more than that. But there's also, obviously the big thing is President Trump on Sunday, right? Like, so we're going to hear from him, the first time we've heard from him since he left office. So we're going to see, you know, what does he talk to us about with regard to his future and the future of the party and the conservative movement. But the kind of the beauty of waiting till Sunday, the last day, and he's the last speaker here to hear from President Trump, is you get to hear from all these other people in the lead up to that. People like Pompeo, like you mentioned, we're going to hear from a number of U.S. senators. Senators Cotton, Blackburn are going to be here. I believe Senator Hagerty is going to be here. I believe you're going to have Senator Cynthia Loomis, new senator from the great state of Wyoming. Huge contrast there, by the way, with her. Cynthia Loomis, very pro-Trump and fantastic conservative, as opposed with the other Wyoming lawmaker that we the Darth Cheney, I think we're calling her now, right? Like, so... But the never Trump total loser, Liz Cheney, is not going to be here, right? Like, but we are going to hear from a number of members of Congress. We're going to hear from Jim Banks. He's the new chairman of the Republican Study Committee, doing a phenomenal job with research in holding the Biden administration accountable. They put out a huge paper on China just a couple weeks ago, a 6-page paper. It's a must read for everybody out there. Everybody should read this paper that the RSC put out. It goes into depth in all these actions that Joe Biden's already taken off the bat to ameliorate and help the Chinese Communist Party and undermine the United States of America, from cabinet posts to executive actions and so on and so forth. We're going to hear from all sorts of different other people. Like you said, Secretary Pompeo. I'm very much looking forward to hearing from him. Pompeo is, depending on what President Trump decides to do, if Trump decides to run in 2024, I think he's automatically the Republican nominee. Even the great loser Mitt Romney admits that.
Yes.
But if President Trump doesn't decide to run, then the question is who steps into the fold? Who steps into the breach? Who tries to fill those shoes? And they are very hard shoes to fill. Does somebody like Pompeo emerge as somebody that can do that? We'll start to see him in his political element here domestically, because we haven't really seen him as a domestic politician in the last few years because he was the Secretary of State. So there's only so much he could do. So we'll see him here. We'll see, potential other candidates. I think Josh Hawley's going to be here. Ted Cruz. That conversation is going to play itself out here on the ground over the next several days. And I'm excited to be here because I think that the CPAC is maybe the most important that I've been to, and I've been to 11 of them so far.
Wow. And there's no way, I mean, we don't need to try and predict or take bets here, but there's no way that President Trump will not mention 2024 on Sunday. Do you agree, Matt Boyle?
I think he's gonna definitely tease a potential run in 2024. That's what I'm hearing. I don't think it'll be a definitive yes that he's running. I don't know what he's going to do. But I think he's definitely got the door open to that. He's definitely interested in it. And if you look at the polls right now, President Trump is definitely the defining dominant force in Republican politics. There is absolutely no doubt about it. And anybody who tries to erase Trump and act like the last 4 years and really the last 7 years, because there was a few years leading up to 2016, didn't happen, is delusional. And President Trump is going to have a major part in framing the future of the Republican Party, whether as a candidate or as a kingmaker or as both. And anybody who tries to deny that is just wrong. Like, it is very clear that he's going to be a part of that.
If Mittens, Mitt Romney, if Pierre Delecto has already recognized the reality of Donald Trump getting the nomination, should he decide to run, well, then it's just a question of those who deny reality. We're going to get blow-by-blow coverage from Matt Boyle and at Breitbart.com. And, of course, the big event is Sunday. Say hi to Matt Schlapp. Congratulations, capacity crowd, even though they're in the free state of Florida. Stay safe, my friend. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
This is a message to all you snowflakes out there. Resist this.
You can try, but you'll fail. That's our motto here. Hashtag resist this. It's not just cable news. It's not just the people and Congress coming after Newsmax, Fox, and OAN. It's individual patriots like Mike Lindell. 24 companies, 24 corporations are trying to destroy this man by boycotting his products. Are you going to let them? Or are you going to stand up for an American patriot and send a message to the cancel culture fascists on the left? Do it today. Support Mike. He's got more than 100 U.S.-made products, incredible ones, not just the MyPillow that he sold 51 million of, that my whole team uses, President Trump uses them. Just go and check and buy anything. Because you're a friend of mine, Mike's going to give you more than 60% off if you use my name. Support him and send a message to the radicals in the Democrat Party. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. I have to share this with you. So this is from The Independent in the UK, a left-wing rag. It's about Liz Cheney, who we discussed with Matt Boyle in the last segment. Do you know what she said in an interview? These are her exact words. Dick Cheney's daughter said the following. It's very important, especially for us as Republicans, to make clear that we are not the party of white supremacy. Why? What evidence is there that the Republican Party is the party of white supremacy? The racists are in the Democrat Party. Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, AOC, supporter of the BDS movement, calling Israel a wicked, evil country that's hypnotized the West. It's all about the Benjamins. Those are direct quotes. Where does she get this from? The Republicans are the party of white supremacy? Here is a long overdue public service announcement. The Ku Klux Klan was the armed wing of the Democrat Party. It was a Democrat who murdered Abraham Lincoln, the great emancipator, who was, by the way, second public service announcement, the first Republican president. And this woman is the third highest Republican in Congress. Okay, getting a little heated here. Let's take your calls. Let's go to Ken in California, line one. Welcome, Ken. First call of the day.
Thanks for taking my call, Dr. Gorka.
Sure.
It dawned on me that we had not heard anything of the State of the Union address for 2021. So I contacted the White House this morning, and I was...
Did you get through to Sleepy Creepy? Did you have to wake him up from his nap?
No, I spoke with a polite young gentleman who fielded my call. But he confirmed.
Was it Hunter? Was it Hunter? Did you ask him if it was Hunter working the switchboard?
I didn't ask what his name was.
Okay.
But he confirmed to me that there's absolutely nothing on the schedule for the State of the Union address. Now, I understand that there's nothing statutory required in the State of the Union address.
No.
It's a tradition that it is held in the January-February time frame. But if we miss the State of the Union address this year, this will be the first time in 87 years it has not been addressed.
Are you worried that you won't hear Sleepy Creepy Beijing Biden give a State of the Union? Are you worried, Ken?
I'm just concerned that, you know, we're paying Mr. Magoo a full salary.
Hey, and, I like Mr. Magoo. Come on, yeah. Ken, that's not fair. I love Mr. Magoo.
And I think it's beholden to him to, you know, provide all the functions of his office. But I think there could be some fallout effects because at some point, you know, people like Wall Street do not like uncertainty.
I agree. Well, they shouldn't have pumped so much money into his campaign. But listen, this is the guy. Did I miss something? Did I know Rip Van Winkle? Did he go to Texas? Did I miss a trip on Air Force One to Texas? He hasn't even gone to Texas, Ken. State of the Union. Maybe we'll get one in a couple of years' time, but I won't hold my breath. But it's a great question. Thank you for your call, Ken. Great call. First call of the day. Our number here, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Drug-free pain relief that actually works. How do I know that? Because I've lived it now for 2 years. I had a lower back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor 2 weeks later. I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free. Likewise, Reggie in Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Amazing. I mean, these are the testimonials we get from the tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor every single day to liberate them from their pain. You should be one of them. Find out today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call them at 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
The call board is full. J.R., Dennis, Derek, John, Antoinette, don't go anywhere, but we have to go. We have to contact the headquarters, I love saying that, of justthenews.com, the CEO, the editor-in-chief. What's your official title, John Solomon?
I just like to call myself a journalist, but yeah, I'm the CEO and the editor-in-chief, you got it right.
I'm going to call you the boss, okay? Can I call you the boss?
There you go, I like that. That
All right.
sounds
and
good.
Do you have those things, journalists used to have those things to pull their shirt sleeves up, do you have those, like rubber bands they used to wear?
I don't. I don't. I'm pretty old school. I dress the same way.
You're not.
No rubber bands required.
You're not putting the. You're not setting the type in the big newspaper printers. But he is the creator of justthenews.com. Bookmark it today and follow him at Jay Solomon Reports. And he teased something for us yesterday, and he sent it to me at 6 a.m. It is an amazing, unbelievable story. The latest twist on the Russia scandal, the hoax. We're going to post it right now, justthenews.com, again on our Twitter and Facebook pages. Tell us what the latest developments are with regards to a certain individual called Stefan Halper, John.
Yeah, this is important. I think of all the documents over the last 3 years as we've tried to unravel the false Russian collusion narrative, this one is probably the most important or among the most important, very small group of documents. And why do I say that? We know a lot about Stefan Halper. He was the other informant, not Christopher Steele, not the guy who wrote the dossier, but the guy they brought in after the Steele dossier to check on some of the claims. And it's his work undercover, recording people like Carter Page and George Papadopoulos, that produces evidence of innocence, exculpatory evidence that the FBI, you know, strong evidence that Carter Page and George Papadopoulos didn't do what they were accused of doing, and the FBI then doesn't give that to the court. We know
and,
that.
And let's stop. Let's talk a little bit about who this man is. So this individual who's been floating around national security policy milieu for decades, who is the son-in-law, if I remember well, of a former CIA director. Is that correct?
That's right. Yep.
Okay.
That's right.
And tried to inveigle his way into the Trump circles during the Trump campaign. Now, what have you found out, John? What is the latest blistering revelation?
It wasn't an accident. The FBI asked Stefan Halper to embed himself in the campaign, portray himself as someone interested in getting a job, though he was instructed not to take the job, but to use his interest and possibly, you know, as a longtime Republican security operative, offer his services to the campaign and then use that to spy on people. Now, we knew he had recorded Papadopoulos. We knew he had recorded Carter Page. What we didn't know is that the FBI had asked him to target a lot of other people. And they asked him about Jeff Sessions. They asked him about Paul Manafort. They asked him about Peter Navarro. So the dragnet was much wider than just a few names that we've known to be the FBI's target. But perhaps the most important thing of all that we learned from this document is the true intention of what the FBI's Crossfire Hurricane investigation was focused on.
Let's just remind everybody, Crossfire Hurricane was the tri-agency counterintelligence operation, CIA, FBI, NSA, that was targeting members of the Trump campaign. Sorry, John, carry on.
That's right. Yeah, very important. And so we've been told this was always a very limited thing. It was predicated on two very simple things. Did George Papadopoulos work with the Russians to get emails? Did Carter Page create some connections in Russia for the Trump campaign? It turns out the answer to both of those was no when we were all done. But in the middle of this, we find out that they had a much broader and quite frankly, unlawful mandate. Here's what it says. This is a direct quote from the memos that we made public this morning. The Crossfire Hurricane investigative team is attempting to determine if anyone, not George Papadopoulos, not just Carter Page like we were told, if anyone in the Trump campaign is in a position to have received information either directly or indirectly from the Russian Federation regarding the anonymous release of information during the campaign that would be damaging to Hillary Clinton. Just think about that. The FBI was trying to prevent damaging information from coming out against Hillary Clinton. That's a far different investigation than what we were sold for many years. And so what I did, I took it to a former intelligence chief for the FBI. Guy worked for Mueller when Mueller was in charge of Robert Mueller was the FBI director. He's the man who instituted the current rules for undercover investigations, informants, and FISA probes. And he says, you know what, John, I look at these. This is not a legitimate investigation. This was not properly predicated. They don't meet the FBI rules. And it was based on conjecture, not fact, which is what the FBI has to have to open an investigation. And I said, well, what do you think was going on? Here's his quote. Kevin Brock, one of the most respected FBI officials of the last 30 years, quote, the only sane, logical explanation why the Crossfire Hurricane team would doggedly perpetuate such an unfounded investigation is political bias. This is a G-man calling out his own agency, saying this investigation was riddled by political bias, and it broke our own rules. It was not properly predicated. It was a fishing expedition, and that's why Stefan Halper was talking to lots of people and being targeted at Sessions and all these other people. The FBI was fishing because it had nothing.
Let's put this in layman's terms. We have been told by former Obama officials, members of the administration, cabinet members even, agency leads, that this is a very targeted attempt to identify Russian collusion by a small number of individuals associated with the Trump campaign. Thanks to what you have just published, we now know that the Obama FBI wanted any contact, find anybody inside the Trump campaign who could be connected to the threat against Hillary Clinton's campaign. As you said, this was a fishing expedition, clearly not predicated on a specific crime, but on a political friend, Hillary Clinton. Is that a fair summation?
It is. It was. We were told it was targeted, verified, and lawful, and it turns out to be untargeted, unverified, and according to Kevin Brock, unlawful.
Yeah, incredible. We're going to post the whole article. You've got to read it today. And also, you've got to subscribe. Just bookmark justthenews.com. Follow Jay Solomon. He is going to send us regular breaking news and members of his team to enlighten you on the things that legacy media doesn't want you to know. God bless you, John. Amazing reporting, as we've come to expect from you and your team. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First from the Salem Radio Network's ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. How do I know that? Because I take it every single day. Tens of thousands of Americans are getting daily relief from this incredible product from Pete and Seth Talbot. Just listen to Leah from Ohio. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief, only to get better and better. I am a believer 100%. You should be in a position to say those words. You deserve to find out if you could be the next Relief Factor success story. Find out today. Don't wait any longer. Just go to ReliefFactor.com and order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. What can you get for less than a dollar a day? Nothing except potential liberation from your pain. Do it today. Call 800-500-8384. That number again, 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. You deserve to know.
Well, first, I wanted to be clear that the person most responsible for what happened on January 6th was Donald Trump, who assembled, inflamed, and incited the mob that attacked the Capitol, killed a police officer, and tried to stop the cap.
Killed a police officer? Did you see Eric Swalwell? If you're listening and you're not seeing the video of that clip, Eric Swalwell had a law enforcement badge on his lapel, not his usual congressional one. It looked like the Capitol Police law enforcement badge. You had sex with a Chinese spy, Eric Swalwell. How dare you? How dare you? Not only say what you're saying, but wear a law enforcement badge? You should be investigated by law enforcement. Still hasn't denied it. I wonder why. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Dennis in Florida, line 2. Welcome, Dennis.
Hey, Sebastian. Awesome. Listen, I've been trying to get through to you guys for the longest. I want to thank you for taking my call. I'm calling from Florida. I just wanted to jump on the statement you made about Mike Lindell and all these companies that are boycotting him. Well, I've decided to boycott a few companies myself, and I'm adding quite a bit to the list. And I just want to tell you, I will be buying 2 pillows from him today. I've been listening to your show not too long, but once I got a hold of Salem this broadcasting station. This is all I listen to. So
we love it. Dennis, I want to say thank you not only for supporting Mike Lindell, who they're trying to cancel, but for your kind, kind words. Stay on the line. Let's give him a signed copy of The War for America's Soul and his persistence. You got through. That's what happens when you are persistent. Thank you, Dennis. Let's go to our good friend quickly, Antoinette in California, line 5. Welcome, Antoinette.
Hey, Dr. G. First off, how dare these stupid California Congress people try to get the FCC to give them a list as to who's listening to conservative programs?
It's not the FCC. It's the carriers. It's AT&T. It's Verizon. Private corporations. How many people were watching your shows before the riot? It's outrageous.
They better not answer those letters. How dare they?
I know. We got a minute left. Give us your update. Okay, you want to share something with us?
Yes. Three things. First off, our response at our corner of MacArthur Boulevard.
We don't have time for three things. We've literally got 50 seconds, Antoinette.
Okay.
The most important thing.
Two people heard our program last week. They're going to try to open up a North County area. I'll let you know when.
Nice.
But here's the real important. The priests and ministers of the South County beaches don't even want to be with us on our Fridays at our rallies for the voiceless, for the abortions that are happening.
Why?
And are
What's
being
their
funded.
Excuse?
They don't want to. They change the subject, or they pretend like they're not even hearing us. Ask them to join us on Friday afternoons.
If you, Antoinette, is doing amazing things, and if you're a priest, if you're a pastor, if you're a minister who refuses to stand up for the voiceless, for the unborn, you don't deserve to be running a church. And you should step down. Keep doing what you do. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Next, Marsha Blackburn, Steve Scalise, and you.